Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. And as a matter of fact, it is now or never. You've been hearing me say this. There are steps that are occurring as we living our lives out there fighting what we think is it's the fire that's burning our butt, and we are having no impact on the globalist movement. I want you to think about that. As you're fighting the education system, or you over there fighting to, you know, save your Second Amendment rights, or you over there that are, you know, focused on just medical freedom. As you're fighting these things, see, what we're doing is we're consolidating and we're unifying on the entire Constitution and demanding everybody start demanding and start pushing and forcing our public servants to fully comply to the Constitution. So one of the things I did last week, and I kind of split because I put up the shows from last week, and I realized that I think Monday I did more monologue than anything from the Rhode Island debates, and it took me 2 days to wrap up the Rhode Island debates. Now, when I have Paul with me, he's not here today, and I miss you, Paul, because you helped me focus on actually the debates where we really want to get that content out. But today happens to be, because it's Monday, I have now a new, something that happens over the weekend or something that is really a game changer, then we're going to do a game changer episode. And that's what today is. It's the Monday special game changer episode. It was my first one I've ever done, and the only reason I'm doing this is because some information has come forward that is, to me, a game changer. Now, there's only probably a few million people in America today, if that, a few million people that may know about this. And most people, they're just absolutely, there's way too few people that actually understand what's going on. Now, on March 15th, before I get into that, let me get into the obligatories. As you know, we have our YouTube channel. Please go subscribe. We're going to try to start getting these ratification debates up into a ratification debate kind of, not channel, but into a subgroup. We want to get the Constitution from last year up so that you can kind of go through that as well, because there's probably nothing better than learning the details about the Constitution and learning the constitutional terms and definitions. Why? We need constitutional warriors. We don't need Second Amendment warriors. We don't need health freedom warriors. We don't need, you know, the digital currency warriors. What we need is we need all warriors to unite on the Constitution and help each other. And, you know, get engaged in supporting petitions for every single one of these issues. It boggles my mind how somebody calls themselves a patriot in America and only focuses and will not get involved. They won't even sign your petition regarding medical freedom, digital currency. It doesn't matter. And so it just infuriates me. Just like the conservative entertainers out there that have millions of dollars and employ, you know, researchers and so forth. Because today I'm going to pick on Glenn Beck. So let's just do the last obligatory. This show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. Now, most all of our content is up on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. Now, we don't have you know, news, and we don't have researchers or anything else. What we have is we have a good grasp on what you need to understand to actually start fighting the government and hurting them instead of just wrestling with them and letting them win. If we're going to win, it has nothing to do with the elections. It has everything to do with holding our government, our public servants accountable. As I'm going through the state constitutions, and as a matter of fact, I committed today to start pulling in the rest of the constitutions. I've been asking and waiting for you to actually do this, but I just realized that I need to know how many states, you know, have problems. How many states do not have a state law or in their constitution that allows you to directly hold them accountable? I mean, it's a godsend that it's in South Dakota. It's a godsend that it's in Wyoming. I don't know about Oklahoma. Right now I'm pulling in North Dakota. Oklahoma, you're next. And all of the states that are dealing with the digital currency, because that's what this special Game Changer episode is all about. You know, we need to talk and we need to have an honest conversation with some of the events that have happened and what's going on. There are conservative leaders, you know, whether they be out for, you know, the Oath Keepers. I mean, look at these different organizations, like the John Birch Society. Let me pick on them because they're one of the oldest conservative organizations out there. You know, why is it that they're not leading in a real tangible war using the Constitution as the weapon? Why is it that they're actually just trying to get you to buy their subscription to the National Review, join them, pay $50 a year, you know, and become a member? You know, and actually maybe the bigger they grow, the more money they can make. Because that's all they care about. They were formed to stop the growth of communism in the 1950s. And look at how far we've gone towards communism today. I would be ashamed if that was my credo. And as a matter of fact, I'm very proud because you hear me tell you all the time how proud I am of you being my association with you. You make me rich because it's not from the money you give me. It's not from anything you do because there's nothing in this for me. The only thing that is in this for me is you doing big, important things that make a real impact. That's what's in it for me. Saving our Constitution and this republic is what's in it for me and my posterity, as well as yours and all of our posterity, if we really care. Now, as I pick on the John Birch Society, one can easily see how a conservative leading organization like that, you know, has had more than ample time to figure out what they need to do, you know, and it's not that I haven't been, because I knocked on their door for a couple of years. And all's I got was my hand bit, my back stabbed, and the organization actually attacking me. Why? And any logical person that understands human nature will come to the real conclusion that this has nothing to do with their mission. This has everything to do with their relevance. An organization that is truly a leading organization puts aside its self-interest when it comes time to actually do what's important. They put aside their self-interest and unite with other people and work together. That's the hallmark, folks. That's what you need to be looking for. And that's the only reason I'm working with Bob Schultz of the We the People Foundation. That's the only reason, and as a matter of fact, with John Durash, but getting these guys, you know, I don't want to necessarily get them off the course that they're doing and what they're trying to do, but I need them to actually, you know, start getting more engaged and doing what they should be doing. But at least I'm finding people out there. Doug Gibbs of the Constitution Association, you know, Mark Lerner with the Constitutional Alliance. We're trying to get them to, you know, start getting more engaged. I've got to be calling him this week. Believe you me, I will. But I want you to understand that the corruption isn't just in politics. It is in these organizations and the susceptibility of corruption and how money gets involved in all of this is overwhelming. You start bringing money into the movement and you will bring corruption in with it. And so that's one of the reasons why we're doing everything we can to make sure that, you know, you're not doing anything in giving us money or what have you. We can't be doing that, because that's when we start losing sight of what needs to be done. And we start thinking about what we need or what would be nice if we had more money, what we could do, and so forth. So there are several states right now, and I want to talk about this, and I mentioned this last week on my Feedback Friday. These are the states that I know of that have, and actually Wyoming is one of them, but Wyoming is not on this list because Wyoming shut the bill down. But there are several states, several red states that have had this bill specifically introduced. I have not seen this bill in some of the blue states like Washington. I've not seen this bill. Now, it may be just buried because everybody's so focused on their myopic bill, like their Second Amendment bill, that nobody's even paying attention to a digital currency bill. But the reality is that we're hearing about this in these dark red states. And these are the states: North Dakota, South Dakota, Arkansas, Montana, Oklahoma, Indiana, Kentucky, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Tennessee, Texas. And now we're also looking at, because, you know, Wyoming has put it behind them. What about Utah? What about Idaho? Why are we not hearing anything about those two states? I mean, those dark red states, right? So I submit that the reason why many of these states have been selected for this bill is because the corruption in these states is at a comfortable enough level where they can get people to support this. And as a matter of fact, I'm here to tell you, my friends, that the Freedom Caucus has actually got people that are supporting this. When we looked at, we've got the petition up. It's up on the website now. It's petition number 7. We jumped from 4 to 7. That's right. There's a 5 and a 6. And we'll get into those. Actually, there's probably a 5, 6, 7, 8. But I just, since I had the next number, boom, this is what it's going to be. And so, but we do have other petitions in the works, and we need to get those done. But this digital currency was one I was harping on for South Dakota last year, and it became Providence, you know, this year that we needed to do it. And last week we did it. I got some help with their petition manager from the CFL. The gentleman's name is Patrick. I don't want to, since I don't tell people I'm going to, you know, mention them, I just go by first names. So anyway, or just try to minimize the exposure. But he basically kind of prepped an outline and so forth and gave it to me. And on the course of a whole day's work on Thursday, I sat down and, you know, finished the petition, and now it's done and out there. I actually realize there's some things I need to add to it, but see, that's okay. You can take these petitions and start getting signatures for them, and the language in there says, hey, this petition's going to change. So worry not, you know, the context and the substance of what this petition is all about, the intent of this petition will not change. We're only going to make it better. We're going to make it stronger. And so that's what we're going to do, because this one focuses on the state. What we're going to do is add to this and focus more on the federal government. This does have it has a little focus on the federal government, but we're going to add a lot more. Back to, you know, this whole diatribe. Let me just focus on the petition really quick, and then we're going to get into the conservative movement and the problem with it. On March 15th, happens to be a very close associate of mine, who that's their birthday, and I received this from that person, this email that told me about FedNow. It's a new service that just stood up that the federal government has put up. And what he did was he sent me this video that was done a couple days afterwards. So, you know, it takes a little time for, you know, information to get to me. But you need to go look at this. I don't have the link, but just Google FedNow and it'll take you to the Department of Treasury and what they're doing with this new digital currency bank. Oh, interesting. The federal government has already created a Federal Reserve Bank. And Biden has already made an executive order last year to basically prepare the way for this. And this all goes down the path of Wilson using in 1916, you know, created an executive order for, you know, currency and so forth. And then FDR took that executive order and made gold and precious metal illegal for people to hold. In other words, he took away our property because they exist for us. They're to serve us. And that was when FDR basically said, it's time to serve. What can you do for your country? And John F. Kennedy eloquently kind of put a spin on that to make it seem like, you know, yeah, as patriots, we need to do what's best for the Constitution, not the country. And so, you know, we started actually shifting when many people even use that today, that terminology, you know, that little quip that J.F. Kennedy stated in that one speech he made, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, what you can do for your country, what your country can do for you, but what can you do for the country? I'm sorry. I got a lot to cover and I'm kind of getting rushed. So let me get back to calming down. So bottom line, there's a lot of people that have applied that, not understanding it in America has nothing to do with our government or our country. It has everything to do with the Constitution. A true patriot is obligated. Every U.S. citizen, their obligation is not to support the country and not to support the government. It is to support the Constitution and defend it from enemies, foreign and domestic. Our Constitution is not our government. Our Constitution establishes what our government is supposed to be doing. Very specifically, these are the only powers they have. And if we're supporting that and making sure that government is staying within those enumerated powers, roles, responsibilities, and property, then we have all our liberty. And this is how we have lost all of our liberty, because we have been focused on the government and we have been supporting the government. And that has been our biggest mistake. So we passed this petition. We got this petition out on Thursday night. It actually got cycled out after we made a few minor corrections. Actually, Patrick made 3 or 4 corrections to it and then got it out, you know, like words and so forth. And so that petition as it stands right now is, you know, I'm working on it again probably this week. But bottom line, that petition basically goes after every public servant who voted on the record. We demand that every single one of these people who passed that bill be removed from office for violating their oath. We make this is a constitutional argument. Public servants cannot violate their oath of office and remain in office in accordance with Section 3 of the 14th Amendment and many state constitutions, which is why we're scrubbing all state constitutions now to find out what states you can actually use and point to your state constitution as well as the federal constitution. Now, why are they doing this in red states? Because I believe if they've got the red states to act, enough red states to actually pass a bill like this and not challenge it, when the federal, FedNow and the Federal Reserve and the federal government decides we have to go to the digital currency, they've already had they've basically broken the barriers through the states by these states violating the Constitution. We've gone over this. States cannot make laws regarding currency. And this Constitution is clear. Our only currency is to be metal. When you read through the ratification, or actually when you read through the petition, please read it, because I actually have three citations currently, and we're going to add a few more from the ratification debates, talking about paper money and how this new government and this new system was to be based currency-wise on gold and silver coin. So anyway, the Freedom Caucus, a member of the Freedom Caucus, stepped in to, you know, to this basically sent a message to the Citizens for Liberty organization that I'm working with in South Dakota. And this Freedom Caucus person basically said, hey, don't pursue this. We have some things that we're doing, you know, behind the scenes. And what they're basically saying is that they're applying political theatrics. And oh, by the way, if you haven't noticed, I haven't had a break. That's because we've kind of changed the format so that we actually have just one commercial break, one promo. That's it. And then we go promo at the end. But we've really tried to give you as much content now as we possibly can, because we understand content is king. So the Freedom Caucus, you know, has just basically proven that that is it's a national organization for conservatives. And it has been corrupted, and they're using their money because the Freedom Caucus nationwide, as just like the Republican Party, they are buying people to get into office, and they're giving them the money. And now they're basically calling their favors and saying, hey, remember that, calling on their mark. Hey, remember, you know, we gave you that money. Well, we need you to make sure that you vote for this bill. Because many of the Freedom Caucus people are supporting this, or they're basically doing what they can to run interference against public resistance to some of these bills. And that's exactly what this legislator was seeking, was the ability to use political theatrics and use compromise of politics behind the scenes so that we don't hold people accountable. And I am here to tell you that in today's arena, it is damn the torpedoes full speed ahead. That's a civil war. Go look it up. That is a civil war term that was done by, I forget, Admiral Fagerty or something like that. Anyway, the point is this, folks, is that regardless of the casualties, we don't have any more time. We need to pursue this, and we need to start engaging and making impact immediately. So as we start looking, and so this is why this is really such a special episode, because it really is not just the federal government, we're getting that close to the precipice of moving into this global government, because the global currency is the final step. And if you start understanding these things, you start going, oh my gosh, wow, this is huge, this is big. And getting back to metal currency is critical. So what does this mean? Well, so I did some due diligence, and I've shared this with everybody, and I'm sharing it with you, because this is what I shared this weekend. Go to the U.S. Mint webpage and go buy yourself a silver dollar from the U.S. Mint. Currently, the retail price on a silver dollar is $80. $80? Well, hold on here. What's the cost of silver right now, pure silver as a commodity? Well, as of close of Friday, it was $23. And so whatever it lands this week and the direction it goes this week, because just remember, the Fed now was March 15th. The news is starting to roll out. The cost of silver is going to rise quickly. And the Federal Reserve has already basically the Mint and the Treasury has already speculated currently the cost of silver, because all of the labor and everything else that they're adding to this. And you got to remember that the government was to do this at no cost. And now they're actually charging a profit off of what silver really is. And actually, silver is cheaper than $23. But we'll be back into this right after this.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so if you want to help me out with the proper vernacular, by all means, just send me a text. Oh, by the way, anybody that has my cell phone number that wants to send me a text, I've abandoned that phone number. And I've abandoned my service with Verizon, kicked them to the curb. $60 a month and marginal service is unacceptable. And as of January, Verizon service has really gone down, at least with my older Galaxies. Now, I think some of the newer phones may not be experiencing it as much, but I have been talking to people and they're not happy with the reliability of their 5G, you know, phone network and so forth. I did a little due diligence and looked, and Verizon is no longer the best or the number one rated company for, you know, circuits and so forth. Guess who does? Guess who has the best, you know, reviews or the strongest support for their quality connections and their network connection? T-Mobile. How about that? And so Verizon has been leaning and living on its laurels for a long time, and they're making bank on you, folks. If you're paying, look at what you pay. Look at what you pay for. If you have a phone line and you're, you know, that's your only phone line, not a home line, but that is your only phone line, then, I mean, everybody gets that phone number, and that's just like your home phone that gets all the spammers and everything. And I'm going, why would somebody do that to themselves? And even worse, look at how much they pay for their data and all of that other crap. I was paying $60 a month for no data. I mean, the minimum data, I think it was like a gig a month, and we weren't even touching our data. We don't use our phone. We use a computer for that. And as I started thinking about it, I go, wow, this is why people can't even afford a computer. And they can't afford a, because they're spending so much money on their little computing cell phone. That's ridiculous. Go get yourself a Magic Jack and plug it into your network and be done. Then you can actually have a phone line for 30 some dollars a year. You have a landline and you're done. Go get yourself, if you want a little bit better, you know, support and so forth, you know, just buy UMA or something. But that's better than, and the problem is Magic Jack may be the bottom end, and I'm pretty happy with them. But, you know, there's more out there that you can actually go and get. And by all means, start looking at how you can improve your connectivity, your ability to be shaded from, you know, the spammer calls and all of that. And, you know, your computing. And I can't believe that how much people are given away to a corporation that doesn't deserve that kind of money, like Verizon or AT&T or any of these. I know Pure Talk out there is a, you know, but they're profit based. They're cheaper, but they're a profit based. And I've gone to TracFone. TracFone cost me $180 a month. I buy the phone and I'm done. and I have full autonomy. And I don't use data. I've not used a smartphone as a smartphone, and I don't care to. I don't care to have the corporate world and all of these people that want to use artificial intelligence to basically map me and create a digital footprint and a what we'll call a case file on me. That's what they have with you, unless you start severing that and then you abandon that. Anyway, but you know, for people to do this, it really takes, they look at it as a real sacrifice to start cutting their umbilical cord from social media and all of these other things because of what you've done in creating your digital footprint. And most people go, well, it's too late now. Yeah, that's okay. I guess so. It's too late. I'm telling you, it's now or never. But some people just really, there's so many people in our society that said, oh, it's too late. We can't undo this. And they're all wrong. Listening to Glenn Beck, he's wrong. He really thinks that, you know, what we have to do is, you know, use the phones and so forth. All of these people, the John Birch Society, all of these conservatives, get on your phone and call. No. If you understand what needs to be done, you need to make a First Amendment petition, or you need to use ours. And as we make these, they'll be available for everybody. All you've got to do is make the minor changes for your state and you can get started. This is why you need to get organized. You need to organize your county and then eventually your state by creating this constitutional compliance. Reclaiming the Republic, you know, unorganized militia, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. It's yours. You have to do it. It's your state. It's your posterity. It's your future. We all have the same amount of skin in this game. So, the political theatrics from the Freedom Caucus and all of these other organizations, political affiliations, whatever you want to call them, they have all been compromised. Don't think that they all have your back. They don't. So, as I kind of mentioned, I'm going to be picking on Glenn Beck. And as a matter of fact, you know, all and John Birch Society, all these different organizations, because I haven't heard Glenn Beck in a long time. And I listened to what he was saying regarding the digital currency and so forth. And I went to his webpage because what I did was I did a search. How many states are passing digital currency laws? Well, Glenn Beck's the only one that has a small, it's not the comprehensive list because he didn't have Wyoming on that list. And so I'm going, well, why is that? Well, because Wyoming didn't pass it. Actually, it did make it to the floor. So I don't understand why he didn't have that, why he wasn't, you know, because he has paid researchers. You know, I don't understand why, you know, some of this stuff isn't happening. But I do understand this, that when you are spending so much money that your focus is to make the money to pay for what you're doing. In other words, your self-relevance consumed. When you create an organization and you bring money into it, there's nothing better than a voluntary movement because now you have ideologues and people that understand the importance and, you know, they suck this up. The problem is when somebody comes along and says, hey, we want to, you know, like a venture company, you know, capitalist company says, hey, we want to throw money in this. As soon as they do, they use that to control you. He who pays the piper calls the tune. This is why you need your county to actually be active. People need to understand, you know, either we take over our government as it's supposed to be in the first place, or we're going to end up actually them taking over us, and we're not going to be happy. So bottom line, today most all organizations are out for relevance. And money is the key to their success. And those who have the biggest influence over those organizations are their top contributors. It's the same thing with your politics. I've gone through the warfare tactics already. We covered that already. what I want to do is I kind of want to go and give you really a, let's look at a really, really big picture of what's going on today and what most people are fretting about and what most people think is, you know, the big game changer. The big game changer, I am telling you, is getting everybody to demand full compliance to the Constitution and holding every public servant accountable to it. We have all the teeth necessary in the U.S. Constitution and in the Constitution itself, as well as state constitutions. So one of the things that is really huge in the news right now is this Trump indictment. And this is big because the nation, and or more importantly, who is this Trump indictment really important to? It's really important to the Trump supporters. You know, we knew that the progressives are going to try to destroy, and what they want to do is they will kill. They will Arkanside, or what the Clintons used to do, is have people apparently commit suicide, you know, to get out of their way. And so if they can't do that, then they have to go and they have to attack and they basically label lynch. So the tactics that are being used today to go after what we consider, you know, the heroes, these are not heroes. The only reason that they're being attacked is because they're opposition, but they're not heroes. And what I mean by that is the people that really get it and really understand, they usually do get rubbed out. You know, look at McCarthy. McCarthy understood what he was doing, and history has done him nothing but a disservice because McCarthy was right. Communism was deeply entrenched, and we now have empirical data on this today. Just do some reading of whatever Trevor Lawton is writing about. Trevor Lawton's focus is about the communist infiltration of American government, American churches, and American society. They have been working and working, and this is why we're in this mess. And how have they gotten into this? Because of the government collusion at all levels. This fabric, this weaving, and this web work that they have created is so intricate and so well orchestrated that the only way we can defeat them is not by fighting this, you know, one spider here or the little tentacle that the Leviathan is, you know, attacking us with. We have to attack the heart. The heart is the Constitution. We're not attacking the Constitution. We're using the entire Constitution to attack the beast. And so when we really look at, you know, why this Trump indictment is so big, the real reason is because you or these conservatives have abandoned the Constitution. They need a hero. They believe a hero is what America needs. How misled are these folks? They're very misled. And who benefits? Trump benefits. The Uniparty and the globalist system benefits. They all benefit. But it's all theatrics because, hey, there's money to be made on both sides. And the reason why these organizations like the John Birch Society and these other political organizations, Freedom Caucus, Glenn Beck, entertainers, it doesn't matter. There's no money in it for actually succeeding and taking back our government and getting every government and public servant in compliance to the Constitution. There's no money in that. There is no money in that. This is one of the reasons why when I deal with people, they instantly turn their backs as soon as they realize that they can't steal or they can't control. And then they go, huh? And then they either ignore me or they attack me. But they don't have anything to do with me anymore. And that's okay. That's okay because at least we know who they are. We know who is actually fighting the solution because, folks, it's this simple. I've said this time and time again, and I haven't said it in a while, so I'm going to say it again. If you're not a part of the solution, you are a part of the problem, regardless of how you're spending it. Because there's a lot of people out there that give me lip service, and you know, we need to do this, but they continually move along as they try to grow people on their passions and get them involved and get basically them to start contributing and becoming a part of their organization. And in essence, they grow and so does their revenue. Now, when we look at all the macro view, remember, I was just talking about one in the politics because the presidential landscape is being paved today. We mentioned that on Friday. As we move into the summer, what's going to be happening starting at after this summer is going to really have the outcome of the Republican nominations and so forth. I really hope that the Constitution Party does not have a single nomination. I hope that the Constitution Party and the Independent American Party has multiple and only presidential endorsements. Or in presidential nominations, because you don't have to be limited. The government does, or the Constitution does not allow parties to actually limit or be limited. Anyway, so the Biden corruption is unbelievable. That's another thing that is huge that everybody wants to get exposed. And we see all of these theatrics that are coming that are trying to downplay everything that's happening in exposing the Biden's corruption syndicate, whatever you want to call it, right? And so the Trump and the Biden little, warfare attacks, defensive positions, strategies, whatever you want to call those are huge. That's what a lot of conservative entertainers are talking about. The economy is a huge issue. And the fact that when we look at the economy and what's going on today, because these are all the signs, friends, I'm telling you, these are the signs. We're seeing inflation and it's destroying our value. It is stealing our property. We're seeing a major change in the job front. One of the reasons why we can't get people to work anymore has everything to do with the education system. People that are in their 30s or younger, they have not been taught fundamental principles of economics, even home ec and so forth. But bottom line, people to be qualified to fill and be able to get a job, they want a life's wage and they can't even do the job. Resources and commodities regarding our commodity or regarding our economy, our food resources, the reason why our commodities has been slowly dwindling away is because we strategically as a country, as a government, has been helping other nations become more prevalent in the commodity market, where we buy from them instead of we selling to the world. That right there is economic warfare. This is how we're being attacked by our own government. America is even for sale in when you look at the economy. China and all these other countries are coming in unconstitutionally obtaining land. They're doing this and they have these are all illegitimate fraudulent sales. China cannot possess any land in America or any resource. No foreign country, no foreign party, no foreign person can own any land or any resource in the United States. They can't even own a company. They're not to have any control. The Constitution has not given the federal government the ability to allow that. If it ain't in the Constitution, if it's not enumerated, they can't do it. That's how simple this is. Taxation and spending, the breakneck spending and the taxation that's coming right behind this is out of control. And when we look at our economy, energy, and all of these other market sectors, technology and everything else, we are becoming more and more dependent. And as our big tech is moving their headquarters overseas and so forth, folks, everything is basically working to destroy America and our Constitution. Or let's just say everything is sucking us towards globalism and this new utopian world that all of these elitists believe is best for all of us, when the reality is it is best for them. Our healthcare system, you know, it's a catastrophe. Government has full control. They want to mandate vaccines, the control of the CDC, the fact that they even have a CDC, Big Pharma, and their collusion with Big Pharma, and how now they're using abortion as a fulcrum or a leverage to start shutting down pregnancies, you know, clinics and so forth, you know, child natal care and that type of stuff. And the LGBT agenda, .. You know, the surgeries and the support for that. I mean, everything has been, it's being weaponized. The invasion on our southern border, you know, the drugs that are coming across it, the deaths that that's all causing, the crime that comes with this, the disease, the illegal voting. I mean, these things are huge issues. The election integrity movement is a huge issue with right now. There's so many people that are focused on this. And I'm telling you that it doesn't matter how good your election is if your politicians are selling you downstream anyway. Those people who are going to get elected will be owned if you don't make all elections local. What they're doing for the election integrity is the problem. We need to actually get PACs destroyed. We need to destroy all of these different sources of money coming into who you elect. The only money should come organically from within those districts. This is why, you know, if you really want to talk about elections, and that's what our petitions are going to be. Our petitions are going to talk about these people in California, these people that are contributing to these PACs. It doesn't matter what that is. They have no right to have any influence over the representation of people in an area they don't live. We are a representative government, and the people that have and or should only be able to contribute and vote for and have influence should be those of the election area. Anybody outside that area should not, I mean, it should be foreign influence, and they should be arrested. We need to shut this down. We need to actually start really creating true election integrity by making all elections local. That's the petitions. We have several petitions to do this. Education and how it has been weaponized, and how our education system, by using CRT, Common Core, sexual dystopia, atheism, as you know, goes all the way back to the 1920s and teaching evolution and atheism. I can go on and on, but the education system and the complete lack of practical education is a huge problem. I mean, girls don't even learn home ec. I mean, more and more people are just buying, you know, packaged food. Look, in the 50s and 60s, everything was made from scratch. And they started making these cold cereals. They started making, you know, these amalgamated products, you know, that gave you everything. You know, these TV dinners. And now it's lab-grown meat. Folks, all of this is a part of the education system, because if you don't know how to cook, then you become dependent on the food sources that you do eat. We don't teach shop. We don't teach economics. There's so many things that in practical education, it's not being taught. When we look at the energy and our foreign dependence, how about the fact that Biden has drained, you know, our energy reserves for the election purposes to just try to get the cost of gas down? Guess what's going to be shooting up in price very soon? That's right, the cost of gas. And so unless we start doing drastic things by using petitions on all of these fronts, on all of these bases, the whole energy is also being strangled by climate change. And as a matter of fact, right now, there's cities and states and so forth that are already creating limitations on consumption. Oh, we don't want you to use natural gas stoves. Oh, we don't want to have any more gas stations in our town. Folks, we're doing, our government is actually attacking us. And they're not supposed to be doing that. They're supposed to be supporting the Constitution and all of these agendas that they are injecting into our everyday lives is destroying us. We're on a path of outright tyranny. And this has all happened, as I've told you, when I did that special show on how it took two parties to collude to allow tyranny to grow in America. And that's what's happened. We are looking at the collusion of government and corporations. And when I say corporations, we've got the food, all these different market bases, because government controls it all. The federal government was not to be controlling any market space. They have nothing in the Constitution enumerating them to control even the stock market. Let the stock market fall and fall where it may. Those who are invested in it, you know, are at risk. Get out. Stop putting money into a 401k. Put your money in yourself. Go to, you know, these silver brokers. And actually, when you really look at the silver brokerages and so forth, the spot on silver today is what the retailer's markup is on silver. Silver is much cheaper than $23 an ounce. Wow. Look at how and look at what they have done. Because right now, the best price I found is $33 for a coin, a brand new silver eagle or a Liberty dollar. And so bottom line, folks, we are facing outright tyranny and basically fascism. And it doesn't matter which party actually ends up on top. They're all working together. Artificial intelligence and big tech and how they're all colluding, and government is integral in every part of these stages, markets, organizations, you name it. Government is involved. And that's because government is controlling and directing the direction of how and where we're going. In other words, if you looked at America as a business and you looked at the strategies of this, how we're to lead America, you can tell those people, you know, based on all of these things we've covered today, everything is basically spelling out the destruction of America. What more do you need? It is now or never, folks. Excuse me. This FedNow service that they're standing up, do your due diligence. Don't take my word for it, but go check this stuff out. We are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel getting closer and closer. And that light is not the good light. That light is the light of tyranny. That light is the light of totalitarianism and fascism. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that we have everything we need to stop this if we are smart and using the Constitution as our weapon. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.